Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Marty Oakley, the PPJ Gazette Online, and this is the DS Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome aboard to TS Radio Network. And we're going to do a tribute to this evening for Marty Oakley, and may she rest in peace, a one-year anniversary tribute show. And this evening will be the TS Radio tribute for the late Marty Oakley, who sadly passed away April 1st, 2023. And we're going to always remember her because she was such a great inspiration and a true friend to everyone, giving them hope to carry on, everyone. So we're going to be taking calls later on in the show. And I hope all of you that's in the queue, please be patient because we do have a packed house. And this is wonderful because Marty Oakley deserves it so much. And maybe she rest in peace. And we're going to get started in the show here. I'm going to bring on calls, and she's a host for Marty. The shows are happening. Keep going, and I'll be bringing on Marcia. But my name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the host and producer for Voices Carry for Animals on Animal Advocates Radio. And Marty, years ago, back in February of 2014, this is how we connected. My father was an ex-professional wrestler, Chief White Owl of WWF and current up to WWE, and we did a two-hour show together on Blog Talk Radio. It was called George Dahmer, Chief White Owl, WWF, Abuse and Neglect and Death. And after that, I mean, my father, may he rest in peace, but he was a victim of abuse and neglect in a nursing home that led to his death. So I'm going to make this short. I do have a tribute page on Facebook if you'd like to check it out. But after that, we kept in contact and everything, and I was listening to her shows, and she is such a wonderful person. If Marty Oakley and myself did connect for this show for my father, Voices Carry for Animals will never exist today because she was the grassroots, and I give her all the credit because she taught me everything I know, everyone. And it is, and she's a wonderful person. And after March of 2018, she helped me get together Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. So it's been over 435 shows, ladies and gentlemen, and I can't thank her enough, and she will always be in my heart. But I'm going to, go ahead and bring calls on because these two hosts right now that's, carrying her shows on, I give them a standing ovation because Marty's advocacy is keep going on. And we're not going to stop. It's just, they're out there working hard because Marty was an advocate out there working hard, waking us up for many, many causes. And she will, her advocacy will continue on. And cause, I'm going to bring you on air, and you're live and on the air, cause, and can't thank you enough for including me in this. You and Marcia, and you're doing a wonderful job out there with, getting the word out there and continuing on because we're not going to give up. But how are you, Cause?
I'm fine. Thank you so much, Debbie, for being here on us. And everyone should know that you are the reason that I really believe that we could keep going because you gave so much training to myself and Marcia, and I know that Marty had entrusted you to be my mama bear, and
mama bear.
I have gained so many wonderful friends because of Marty, and I know Marcel Reed is going to be calling in. Just Marty was such an incredible person. The fact that we're doing a show memorializing her a year later, that is not done too often for too many people. And I just believe that it's such a testimony to what an amazing woman she was. There will be international callers, because I know they were sharing this in Australia as well. Marty made a difference on a world scale, and just what an honor that we were allowed to be in her presence while she lived on the earth, and I just miss her so much, and I'm very honored that we can continue the shows. I want to thank everyone who has continued to support myself and all the other hosts that are going to be coming on and talking about their shows. I do the one on Fridays on guardianship, and this is this month of April is the 5-year anniversary that I started doing the shows, and obviously the first 4 years I was able to do them with Marty are very, very treasured memories that I have. And
congratulations,
for anything. Thank you
wow,
so much,
Debbie. Wow,
5 years
coming up. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, so inspiring and uplifting, you know. I look at Voices Care for Animals. It's going on 10 years, and that's in June that she helped me with. And she helped me get Animal Advocates Radio together. So look how much, you know, we have all, you know, stuck with her, and even after her, when she passed away, and we're still, you know, staying strong and growing. And that's what Marty would want. You know, she was a guest or host over 1,800 radio shows. And, you know, looking back at all the issues, I mean, and everyone, the promos out there, and I have the two YouTube videos that was for Marty, End of the Life tribute video for Marty Oakley on YouTube, and also Lawrence Lucas tribute to Marty Oakley. They are beautiful, aren't they, Calls? I mean, it's like, wow,
this
is so inspiring and everything. We're not going to forget about her, everyone. Oh,
no.
My goodness. No.
No,
definitely
we're
not.
No, we're
and
not.
And so we both have to keep, and even Marcia, you know, what she's doing, and Marcel Reed, look at this great team that's going on, super team players. That's not going to give up and not be, you know, and be relentless, you know, and keep her name and her voice going. Marty Oakley's voice is carrying on, everyone, and we're going to keep it going out here because she was a great inspiration to all of us. You know, look at this. If I didn't do that show about my father, Voices Cared for Animals would never exist, you know. So there was a reason behind this, And I'm so glad that I stuck with her and stayed friends with her. And her death was so sad. You know, I mean, it just hit so, goodness. Oh, it was so heartbreaking because she was, you know, Marty was 5 months from 73 years old. And everyone, you know, she meant so much to everyone out there, a true inspiration. She was a positive light in such a very dark world out there because we can't say it's beautiful out there, it's perfect, and all this. There's issues that she wanted to wake us up on, and all the issues she's had, you know, adult guardianship, hospice, whistleblowers, kidney diets, black farmers, wild horses, animals, and more. So look at this.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I check it out. I said, look at the shows she's had. But keep it up, Calls, because you are a true inspiration, too. And so glad
we all
connected.
Yes. All because of Marty. And thank you for running this show, because I'm always the one that cries. You know,
it's
going to
be tough.
Always.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
well,
right.
I'm going to let you bring Marcia on, and I am so excited to listen to all the tributes, and thank you so much again, Debbie, for your love and your friendship and for running the show tonight and just being such a mentor to myself and everyone else affiliated with this podcast.
Yeah, you're so truly welcome. You know, we all got to stick together and work together. It takes teamwork. to see the victory out there, everyone. Take that action, you know. Make your voices heard. Never think that your voices or actions don't matter. Take your anger into action out there. Contact your state representatives and senators. You know, we vote them in and we vote them out. And there's not going to be no changes unless we are connected with me to create some laws and get them enforced, okay? So that's the main thing right there. Be professional, polite. You know, area code 202-224-3121. And keep that in your contacts or email me, you know, because that's so matters. But I'm going to bring Marcia on, okay, Constance? Please stay on.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, anytime. Marcia, Joyner, are you there? You're live and on the air.
Yes, I am.
So
thank you. Thank you, Debbie. Yes. And I'll kind of say the same that Kaz did. Appreciate you running this and doing the promo for us. Beautiful promo. Beautiful tribute.
Thank you.
I met Marty in 2018 after my mom was murdered, and I came on her program and told my story. And then after that, Marty reached out to me a few months later and asked me to come on and do a program on hospice. And so that's what I've been doing, and I'm in my sixth year this year, starting in January, on doing the hospice programs. But Marty is unforgettable. And I know that there were so many things, discussions you could have with her, and it was like she was a book. She didn't forget anything, and she could just rattle off if you wanted to talk religion or politics or, you know, the advocation, what she was doing to help people, and hospice and guardianship. And I'm just very grateful to have met her when I met Kaz at the Whistleblowers Summit in D.C., and I believe that was in 2019 when we all met in person after talking on the telephone. So I'm very sorry that Marty is no longer with us. She remains in our hearts. I have a statue in my front yard that I actually painted with the red hair and gold highlights, and I call her Marty. So I'm not going to take up much time because I know we have a lot of people that want to speak. So Marty will not ever be forgotten. Thank you.
That's right. And thank you, Marcia. That's so heartfelt and kind of you. And thanks for all you do. You know, look what you're doing. You didn't give up. And it's been a year. Time flies, hasn't it? I mean, it's hard to believe. And I was sent an invitation to her granddaughters, whom she raised, Brianna and Caitlin, you know, this show. And I hope they do call in. Because I can remember calls and Marcia, when I seen it on Facebook where Brianna put a post on her wall and said, please, Nanny, get back up. I'm holding your hand. And I'll tell you what, I cried my eyes out because I knew this wasn't good, you know, that death was at their doorstep. And Marty thought the world of her granddaughters, her family, her friends, you know, she had a huge heart, everyone, and we have to give her special recognition. We need more of her in this world because she was such a true, you know, giving you hope to carry on. I know many times she had interviewed me on the punitive damages down here in Florida on, you know, and the PPJ Gazette, I wanted to announce it, everyone. It is in preserve right now. It is down, but it isn't preserved. Marty had added me on her site, Voices Carry for Animals, and it's still there, but it's just not published. And she had over 6,900 posts, you know, since 2008. So I just want to let everybody know that it is preserved. We want to try to get it out there again, give it our best. And because she was a great writer, too. I mean, you've seen all the stuff she wrote and tried to wake everybody up. And she was amazing. And we're never going to forget you, Marty Oakley, as long as we live. I'll tell you my last breath, because we remember you. And Marston calls you, I mean, just keep it up, because you're such, you know, a true inspiration to all of us. And a super team players. And I'm so glad to be a part of this again, you know. So But I'm going to, Marcia and Kaz, I'm going to be bringing some callers in because we have a big packed house this evening, okay? Is that okay with both of you?
Yes.
And we're going to, yes. And I'm going to bring, hold on 1 second here. And because we know a lot of people is out there listening, and thank you so much in this wonderful tribute because Marty deserves it so much. But area code 305, you are live and on the air. Welcome to TS Radio Network. RIP Marty Oakley. Go right ahead. Can you hear me?
Talking to me?
Yes, yes. Go right ahead
okay.
and speak. Yep.
So,
welcome aboard.
My name,
thank you.
I'm representing the 305. My name is Dave Moskowitz. I'm a kidney doctor, and Marty and Marcel Reed were kind enough to have me on their program. Marcel I've known for probably 7 years since the first whistleblower conference I went to in D.C. And she's been a steadfast friend ever since. And she got me on Marty Oakley's program and to talk about dialysis, which turns out I've been keeping people off of for 30 years, but nobody in healthcare wants to actually end dialysis, not even the single payer for dialysis, Medicare, because they don't want to cut 7% of their budget. And it's not their lives on the machines, and it's not their money. It's American taxpayers. So dialysis happens to be the most lucrative medical condition in all of healthcare. Each patient brings in $100,000 a year for the 2 or 3 years that they're alive. They happen to be people of color, primarily. African-Americans go on the machine 3 times more than whites, Hispanics twice more. And you know, the nephrology community is looking at an incredible boon for dialysis, 300 million diabetics in India, another 300 million diabetics in China, the entire continent of Africa. South America is just rife with dialysis patients. Mexico actually spends as much on dialysis as the U.S. But Lord knows it can't possibly afford it. And what's amazing to me is that until Marty led me and encouraged me, I couldn't get word out anywhere on any sort of show. I did the odd video show here in Florida, but Marty got me on a regular show, and Marcel's pursued it. But the irony is the drug that I use, Quinapril, that's been available now for 30 years, has gone out of production as of last summer. And even if you wanted to stay off dialysis now, even if you heard of me, even if you emailed me and asked me to keep you off, I couldn't do a thing because I can't get you the Quinapril. Nobody's making it. So we're worse off now than we were in 1994.
This is terrible. You know that? It's disgusting.
Marty would be upset.
Oh, yeah. You know, because she was a hard worker at everything she did, you know, trying to wake us up and, hey, look what's going on here, and did a lot of research. I was so impressed on how much, you know, research she did. And she would tell me stuff, and I'd be like, what? You know, so mind-blowing and gut-wrenching. And I was like, we can't just sit there and keep letting it happen there. You know, we have to do something. Enough is enough. And so, you know, Marty was a good influence on all of us. She gave us hope to carry on. Her voice carried. You know, and I'm going to, you know, as towards the end of the show, Marty has a lot of, you know, shows like on Spotify, and there's a list of them that's getting out there. And all the shows she has done, everyone, is all archived. So you can always go back and listen to any of them. And like I said, I counted up over 6,900 posts on the PPJ Gazette. And that is just impressive right off the bat, you know. So it's amazing what, you know, what she did. So, but I appreciate you calling in there and giving that info out because, you know, all of us remember her. We're not going to forget her at all, you know. So may she rest in peace, okay? So I'm going to bring the next caller in, okay? Area code 803, you are live and on the air. We've got a lot of callers on the talk, okay? So please be patient. 803, you're live on the air. Welcome to TS Radio Network. RIP Marty Oakley. Go right ahead. Do you have any beautiful moments that you have with Marty or anything that you want to say about her? Is it that's heartwarming?
Yes,
yeah, hi,
you.
William. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Putting this program together. She's well deserving of this program and of the friends that are putting this together. I want to thank you guys. She was the love of my life. She was the best friend I had in years. Like you said, like she was a walking encyclopedia. She knew what she was saying, and if she didn't say it, you didn't need to hear it. But like, she was a walking book of psychopedian. But again, I'm gonna be brief here. But she was a dear friend of mine, and I miss her very much. And I pray for her and her family, her granddaughter, and all. And I pray for her friends as well. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, William. Thank you for joining in this evening. That's awesome. You know, and you know, I don't think this is gonna be the last one. We're gonna keep it up, okay? Because she deserves the recognition. She does. This woman was a true warrior, a good friend to everyone. She stood up for what she believed in and did not fall, okay? But thank you for calling in. She was a real fighter. I'm telling you, she was a real, I called her a diva and a warrior and everything. You know, she taught me a lot. I mean, she was a teacher, too. You know, woke me up.
If I may say one more word.
Of course.
I'm retired Air Force. I was in the military for 25 years, and I was in two wars. And I would love to have had her with me because she was a warrior.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Thank you for serving our country, okay? Thank you so much. You all deserve the recognition out there because what would we do without you? You know what I mean, William? Thank you. And everyone, thank you. And William, thank you again for joining us, okay? Area code 760. All these shows are live, are recorded live and archived, everyone. So if you come in late, you can always go back and listen, okay? Area code 760. You're live and on air. You go right ahead. Welcome aboard TS Radio Network. Do you have any comments or warm memories of Marty? Go right ahead.
My name is Arlene Mullen. And if it wasn't for Marty, I was the original whistleblower for dialysis patients and had Senate hearings in 2000. As a whistleblower, you're kind of thrown out, and your reputation, they do everything they can to destroy you. I talked to Marty and Marcel, and honestly, I was circling the drain until those two women had me at the, I think I went to the 2018 whistleblower. Well, I felt right at home. Marty, it's hard to talk about her in a past tense. I've known her since 2016. And I always said that she protects others who cannot protect themselves. She was the most honest person that I've ever met. There was nothing sneaky about her, and I cannot thank her enough for putting on my patients that were terminated for unjust causes, and when you are, you die. So this is Marty's time, and I miss Marty. We had many, many conversations over the years, but she always made me feel stronger and always made me feel I could achieve it. And thanks to her, this is now being achieved with civil rights, the Justice Department, and HHS now is doing a full investigation. I thank her. I thank the Whistleblower Summit. I thank Marcel, who gave me the chance to speak out on a very unpopular conversation. People were dying. People had money on their heads. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate every single day that I've known her. I still have a hard time talking to her in past tense. Thank you.
Debbie, are you there? All right. I think Mama Bear?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Oh, we lost you for a moment, Mama Bear.
Okay.
Well, here
we are.
Yep,
yeah,
here
I'm
we
here.
Are. All right.
I thought
thank
for
you
both
so much,
minute,
Arlene.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes. That's
wow,
awesome. Her kind words, you know, my
yeah.
heartfelt.
So many callers here. Let's see who else we can get through to. Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. How about area code 301? I'll put 301 through. Area code 301, you're live and on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, this is Marcel. Yes, we can.
Good.
All right. Hi, Marcel.
Hi, how are you doing, Debbie? Of course, Kaz and Marcia. I just wanted to say, and I was so grateful that William got on just
yeah.
before this. He was saying how much he missed Marty, and I was saying I do too, my friend. And Dr. Moskowitz coming on and, you know, not only the podcast, but, you know, I met Dr. Moskowitz through Arlene, and Arlene told me about what was going on with dialysis, and we went to Marty, and Marty went ahead and provided a platform, which she was great at doing. She provided platforms to people who would not have gotten on anywhere else. I know she provided a platform for so many people, and they've leveraged that platform into making change, actually affecting people's lives. I know every time Dr. Moskowitz comes on, somebody learns something that can help impact their health. Arlene comes on, and she talks about this wholesaling of people for profits instead of the medical industry looking out for people. They look at people and put a price tag above their head, and I'd never thought of it that way until she explained it. Guardianship, something I knew nothing about, but Marty is the person who told me about it, and so we started to platform guardianship at the summit. Year after year after year after year, and Marty was responsible for those panels, and she brought them to the Hill, and people used the summit for not only guardianship, but they started to lobby for other things. There are the women from the Forest Service. Their stories are horrific, but Marty platformed those stories. We didn't know that there were women in the Forest Service who actually jump into fires. We didn't know that. They parachute into fires. And not only do they have to fight the fire, but they have to fight threats of rape and physical abuse once they get into the fire. No one knew that.
Wow.
No one was speaking about that. It didn't cross anyone's mind that there were women who were jumping into live fires and not only having to fight the flames, but also having to fight being attacked and molested once they were there. It never crossed anyone, not my mind. And then there are the farmers who actually were there at the beginning of the Whistleblower Summit, and Marty gave them a platform, and they talked about it. They talked about what had happened, this huge theft of land and legacy. And no one talked about it. And Marty and I used to talk about this, and then Kaz, you coming on, and we try to talk about the connectedness of it. It's connected.
Yeah.
Because once they mistreat one person and there is no voice, they mistreat everyone. And then we look around among ourselves and say, well, I don't know why they're treating them like that. They're treating them like that because when they treated someone else bad, you had nothing to say. Now they're treating you bad and it's the end of the world. But it isn't the beginning of the abuse. The abuse started when we look away when someone else is being abused. And that's Marty's great gift. She never looked away. She never shrank. She never looked away. And she had this booming voice. And when I met her at the summit, there was this little woman with this booming voice. And I said, Marty, look at you. Look at how tiny you are with this booming voice. But her
That's
voice.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was just booming, booming. And then I thought about it today, because today I attended the funeral of someone who died from dialysis that I met through Arlene, right? Because everyone deserves a greeting and a goodbye.
Yes.
Just simple.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves that. So when I was sitting there and I was thinking in my mind, this is booming. This is the booming voice of Marty and all the people who echo that boom and all of the other, and I called Marty a warrior woman. And in
mm-hmm.
the end, the world only changes because we produce enough warriors to fight. And she fought for everybody that was marginalized, for everyone that was put upon. And she did it year in and year out, and she did it with no funding. From the
mm-hmm.
bottom of her heart, she did this with no funding. So I don't think of Marty as past, it's too hard for me. But I just did want to say one thing. There's a Carolyn Douglas, and she is an attorney who wrote a laws we all know about. Carolyn Douglas wrote. She wrote a book called The Dark Side of the Law, and she was going to teach it with Marty. Some of you may remember this. And I called Carolyn today, and she said she couldn't because she was teaching a class on the dark side of the law. But she said to thank Marty for it, because people wouldn't know this if Marty hadn't amplified it. So I just wanted to say that. And Carolyn talked about how brave she was and how much law she knew, never to have attended law school. I mean, Marty knew the law. But I've gone on long enough. Thank everyone that's on the phone. I truly, truly miss Marty, and I admire her courage and her relentless pursuit of justice. Good evening.
Thank you, Marcel.
Great.
Mama Bear.
Great, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have another caller lined up?
Yes. We got another one here, okay? We got
All right.
This thing is factory calls, you know?
I see.
I was out there, but all of us were sharing, so what, you know, from all over Facebook and everything, so it's
yeah.
all over the place. Okay, area code 703, you're live and on the air. Welcome to TS Radio Network, RIP Marty Oakley. Do you have any comments or share any moments about Marty? Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is Yolanda Bell. I met Marty in 2018 after my sister Anastasia had been kidnapped, for lack of a better word, into a guardianship by a hospital in Northern Virginia. And prior to this happening to me, I had no idea, to us, I should say, I had no idea that this, something like this was even possible. And I had already known Marcel through another organization, civil rights organization, that I dealt with because I was a federal whistleblower as a federal employee. And when I met Marty, I went to the whistleblower summit that year, July of 2018. And I agree with Marcel. Here is this tiny little woman, but a very large voice. And I remember I passed her a business card or a flyer, actually, not a business card, a flyer, about what was going on with my sister, because I wanted to speak to her because I'd heard that she was very knowledgeable about the subject. And she had a way of talking to you that made me think that, okay, we can save my sister. We can pull her out of this, or at the very least bring attention to what's going on with her or to her. And, you know, I will never forget Marty, and I miss her. I can't believe it's been a year already. She thought of others before herself, and, you know, she had, there's no one that can match Marty. She, when I was going through, you know, having those times where, okay, well, this, nothing that we're doing is working, or this is, we're not going to be able to save her. You know, Marty was there for me for a shoulder for me to cry on or to vent. I remember between Marty and Marcel, when they decided that they were going to stop feeding feeding my sister and giving her water, Marty and Marcel got on the phone, got in touch with their contacts, and had people all over the country that were calling this nursing home that my sister had been placed in and calling the guardian's office, his business office, and just basically making their life a living hell for 48 hours. And I remember I was visiting my sister because we were restricted for the time that we could visit her, but I happened to be sitting there, and the phone at the desk with the receptionist desk just kept going off. The ring, she's like, nope, I'll pass that information along. I can't comment on that. And I knew, and they just kind of looked at me, and I knew what was going on. And wow. I will always love Marty for that, and Marcel as well, because it was, you know, we weren't able to save my sister, but just knowing that there were people that were behind me, that had my back, that were willing to do this, and it's, you know, Marty's unforgettable and irreplaceable. And it's because of her that I continued. I took a little time to myself after my sister was killed, but that I've continued since then in the fight, at least within the state that I live in, and, you know, working on and getting legislation passed to try and protect those that are under these guardianships. And so, I mean, I know that, you know, Marty's been looking over my shoulder this entire time. Even on those times that I decided that, you know, I'm going to quit. I'm tired. It's like, nope, you got a little bit more in you. Marty didn't quit, so you can't quit. So I can't believe that it's been a year, and she is greatly missed.
Yes, she
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
And thank you for joining us. You know, I mean, you know, this is so meaningful, isn't it, Carl and Marcia? I mean, just to hear everyone and all their meaningful moments with Marty, or,
because she came close to so many people, you know. I mean, she was out there with that huge heart, and she didn't take, you know, she stood up for what she believed in and didn't fall. And that was so wonderful about Marty. You know, she was giving us help, you know, giving us hope to carry on, all of us, because it was a very important inspiration in all of our lives. And look at us, Marcia and Cause and myself. We were, my father was a victim, you know, nursing home neglect and abuse. Cause, and you, look at you.
Yeah.
We're all on the podcast. And so is Marcia.
Yeah.
You know, so we're doing our part. We're saying, hey, enough is enough. We need to step up to the plate, everyone, because we can't do it alone. Okay, it takes a village out there. And gather together. Do your part. Take that action, because that's when the law's got to get enforced. Create new ones. So important to get with your legislators, our lawmakers. You know, be professional and polite, and let's get these problems in focus and fixed, and not let them go after, you know, year after year, decade after decade. It's wrong. You know, we all have rights out there. I mean, every single one of us, and the elderly, the children, the animals, they don't have a voice. You know, they're defenseless and helpless, and, you know, and we have to be their voices, you know, because we have voices. So use them wisely and be a strong advocate, because it means so much out there. Because if we don't, the problem's going to get worse, and we don't want that to happen. We want to be, you know, positive impact in this world and see the changes come. And Carl, we've got some more callers here. We'll be bringing them on, okay?
All right.
We are packed
out,
everyone.
See your thing.
Thank you, everyone. This is awesome. Okay, area code 616. You're live and on the air. Welcome to TS Radio Network, RIP Marty Oakley. Go right ahead. Do you have any comments or meaningful moments that you had with Marty? Go ahead.
I did not personally get the chance to meet Marty or get to know her, but this is Brandy out of Michigan. And I was just calling to say that she definitely is a pivotal icon in the guardianship industry when it comes to making changes. And I love that she has been an advocate in the foundation that she laid. I hope that we all can continue to build on.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And keep her advocacy going. You know, let your voices be heard, everyone. You know, don't be silent. Do something. Because if we look the other way, the problems only get worse. So let your voice be heard. Your actions mean so much. And I constantly, you know, say that on Voices Carry for Animals, because it's so true. You know, we have to take that action to see changes made, because they blame it on society. We are society, everyone, and we're for now and the future. We can't do nothing about the past, but we can for sure about the future and generation after generation coming up. So please don't look the other way and stand up. Be heard, you know. So, but Brandy, thank you for calling in and being a part of this. This is so meaningful, isn't it, Carl and Martha? It is awesome.
Oh, yes.
Just like
There's
last
so
year.
So many callers. Yeah.
Yes.
She's still loved a year later. All right, I'll let you
pick
the next caller.
Okay, and here we go. Look at this. Look at this line here.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big train happening. Choo choo.
Yep. Yes,
okay.
We do.
Yes. Area code 856. You're live and on the air. Welcome to TS Radio Network. RIP Marty Oakley. How are you this evening? You got any comments or meaningful moments you had with Marty Oakley? Go right ahead. 856. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. This is Lawrence Lucas on 856.
Hey, how are you, Lawrence? This is wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There's nowhere in the world I could, and Marcel made sure that I would not forget that tonight to come on and talk about Marty Oakley, be a part of this tribute, which I tried many times on the show that she left for us to continue on, and that is Seeking Truth and Justice on the TS Radio podcast founded by Marty Oakley. And I would like to go back in terms of a lot of history. I met Marty Oakley, this little woman with this graspy, strong voice, somewhere around 2016, 2017 in Washington, D.C. at a whistleblower summit. And I had heard so much about her, and we spent a lot of time with a number of the women that came to the summit, and we had lunch together, and I got to meet and sit down and talk to Marty for the first time. And I can't say enough about the strength, the wisdom, the courage that she had, and she spread that around. The one thing she was able to do was she influenced people. She had so much courage, that courage spread to others, gave women a chance to feel better about themselves. Those women in the Forest Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture in the Western region that had suffered so much rape, abuse, denied job opportunity because they stood up and spoke out and worked with each other. And when we came to Washington, Marty would have those women to testify and speak on our show, which I co-hosted with Marty Oakley. Probably, I think it started, I think soon after 2016, 2017, around 2018, she made me the co-host of her show. And that started a very long period of getting to know her even better. And the one thing I can say about Marty, she cared about people. I talked to her about Iowa. She talked about the Secretary of Agriculture who did a poor job, as he did and is still doing at the Department of Agriculture when it comes to people and working with others and the relationships that he refused to give women the proper dignity and respect, give minority farmers and black farmers the ability to get the same benefits and programs that white farmers get. I can't think, it started with, as we went on air with the whistleblower hour, and we did this for many years, many, many years. And the whistleblower show gave a voice to the voiceless. Marty and I would call her sometime, and we would work on the promo, or I would give her a few words, and she would run. And next thing I know, that promo would pop up in my mail so I could send it out to others. She cared about people. She cared about others, and we should not, by no means, forget that what we are doing now is a reflection of her and what she left behind. Yes, she is a legend, and yes, she left a legacy for us to follow. And I think it's important that we continue that legacy. She always talked about, and that's what we talk about on our show now. And she talked about accountability. She talked about transparency. She talked about justice. And she wanted us to, and she gave us a vehicle to continue this effort and give a voice to the voiceless. So many times she allowed farmers to come on the show and be a part of what she had created on the air in a podcast form. She opened the doors to women and others who spoke about the continued racism and sexism and other kinds of abuses at USDA. This was a strong woman, and she never allowed anyone to run over her. She was kind, loving, thoughtful, patient, and she would have to be patient with me because I would come up with things, and she would say, okay, Lawrence, that's fine, but let's see if we can do it another way. And whenever she came up with something, I was always open and said, okay, Marty, it sounds good. I want you to know that she will never be forgotten by the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that we have reached out to. And she has a show that goes as far. This show that she's put on so many years, the Whistleblower Hour, created by her and Marcel Reed. I want you to know that because of the working relationship that Marcel Reed and Marty Oakley had a strong reflection as to our ability to allow people to come forward and speak truth to justice. I get choked up sometimes when I'm introducing myself on the show, even today, on Seeking Truth and Justice. And I'm going to try to keep from choking up because we spent a lot of time together, not on air, but we talked to each other when she was stuck in the snow up there in Minnesota or wherever mm-hmm. she was. I can't really remember. But we talked about how deep the snow was and how she may not be able to get out. The only thing I can say in closing was a strong woman. This was a woman that cared about others. Marty Oakley is a legend, and we cannot, we must not allow that legend and what she has provided for us to go unused and and make sure that we carry on what she has started and make it bigger and better. I say that Marty Oakley today is looking down on us, and we have a job to do, as she made us do what we did for others, and she cared about others. And the only thing I can say, I can go on for a long time, I love that woman. I love that woman. I thank you very much for giving me the time.
Yes, and Lawrence, thank you for calling in, and everyone, Lawrence Lucas has that tribute video on YouTube, and that's a beautiful video, Lawrence, that you did for her. And I just want to say it on air, okay? Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, we're down to 6 minutes here. I'm going to be bringing on Debbie Coffey. She was a former host for Marty, Wild Horse, and Burrow Radio, and she had some great times with Marty. Debbie Coffey, are you there? You're live and on the air.
I'm there, and I'm very honored to be able to say a few words about Marty tonight, and I'll be quick so somebody else can get on. But, you know, Marty was a seriously loyal. If you were her friend, you were so lucky. And I would have, without Marty's encouragement, I would have never written an article. I would have never done the radio show, and we end up doing Wild Horse and Burrow Radio for about 6 years, and we covered issues like abandoned mines and horse slaughter, and you know, just she loved animals, she loved people, she loved our public lands. And she was just amazing. And I've texted and called Deb a couple of times how much I miss talking with Marty. I could have talked to her all day, any day. She was just so great, and I miss her a lot. And thank you, everyone that's called in. And Lawrence, I love the tribute video you did. Thank you.
Hey, you're so welcome, Debbie. And it's great that we're still in connection. We're still friends. You know, both of us are standing up for animals, and we're still in contact. We're and we're going to continue to be. But thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay,
and
thank
keep
you.
Keep it up.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for all your calls. We are rocking the airwaves for Marty. And we've got area code 303. You're live and on air. Welcome to TS Radio Network, RIP Marty Oakley. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Lord, this is Robin Austin and Lou Ann Fleming
Faceless
Radio. And one of our, Marty Oakley is one of our favorite people. She, when we were just little babies in the business of talk radio, she had already been on the air for quite some time. And she kind of took us under her wing. And, you know, we'd call her up and talk about doing radio shows. And we'd say, well, we don't know what we're going to do. She'd say, well, take my guess. She'd say, look at my deal for me. And one of the big jokes that we had between us was always, oh, yeah, you're our competition. which, of course, neither she nor us felt anything like that at all. We always feel like if anybody's out there fighting crime like she was, like we are, they are not the competition. That's our team. That's our army. That, you know, we're fighting with you. So.
And Cos, thank you so much for keeping the torch and carrying her. Her honor is huge. You've done a great job.
Yeah,
thank
you have.
Thank you, Ann, Robin. Thank you. It's been a huge team effort. There's no way that any one person could ever do what little Marty did all on her own. Oh my goodness.
I know.
Myself
and
Marcel and Lawrence and Marsha. Oh my gosh. Dr. Mostowitz. It's a lot. It's all of us having to work together. Wow. Thank you so much. You know what? I had one little quip I wanted to play so that we could all hear her voice. And here it is. We got it. Is it going to work? No. It won't. I can't get it to work. No.
Okay. Calls. You know who I wanted, I was hoping would call in is Elaine Ranieri, you know, from the National Association.
Elaine, yes.
Yes, to stop guardianship abuse. Elaine, if you're out there, please press that one. Because she was a Marty worked with her heavily on issues, you know, and was always promoting her shows on her page. And I'm in contact with Elaine every so often. And she's doing great out there, you know. She's a great, and her Marty, I know she's down because of Marty's passed away, but they was, you know, working together hard. It takes teamwork. But Elaine from NASGA, National Association of Stop Guarding Abuse, if you're in the queue, can you please press 1, okay, and come on air? Because this is so important. Because we're down to like a minute and a half.
We do. How about I'm going to real quick thank our sponsors. Marty had sponsors, and all the sponsors stayed on with us. So great big thank you to Marcel Reed and the Whistleblower Summit. To if you are experiencing guardianship abuse on international, it's the Australian Association to Stop Guardianship and Administrative Abuse, and that website is aasgaa.org. They are taking international stories there. We also have in the United States our sponsor NASGA, as we said, the National Association to Stop Guardianship Abuse, and that website is stopguardianshipabuse.org. And our final sponsor is the Shenanigans in Montgomery County Facebook page. They sponsors have continued to help Marty's voice just carry on even after she's left. And I just feel this was such an amazing show, and it's such a testimony to what an amazing woman Marty Oakley was and is. She lives on within all of us as we send the message. I've been getting messages from people I didn't know who Marty was because more people have discovered the shows after she has passed away. And so, you know, Marty was the foundation of these shows, and we are just so honored that we can continue to build upon the foundation that she laid. She was an incredible woman. Thank you so much, Debbie, for doing this tonight. And Marcia and Marcel.
Oh, you're so welcome. And Marcia, and thank you all you callers that called in. beautiful moments that you had with Marty or whatever. But thank you so much for joining us this evening. It was a packed house. And Marty Oakley, rest in peace, because we remember you. Good night, everyone.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Marcia and Kaz, for everything
on this
podcast. You know, you're so welcome. And if the call is out there, I'm sorry to get to you. We had a packed queue in there. And if you want to get to listen later, or if you came in late, it will be downloaded in like 20 minutes and go back to the show. Thank you, everyone.
Good night,
Calls and Marcia. And all
Good
your
night.
Calls are called in. So meaningful. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.